Here at NAFB's Trade Talk, I am speaking with Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau Federation. And Mary Kay, what's your title with AFBF?
Director of Public Policy.
Okay, well, we got a lot of public policy to talk about. I mean, probably the biggest thing that everybody's looking at is the election results and the fact that the Republicans took control of the House. How do you think that might play out in terms of farm policy?
Well, you know, I know there's been people in the press who have said, oh, gosh, John Boehner's going to kill farm programs. I think that's far from the truth. You know, if John Boehner was standing here, he'd tell you I'm not a big farm program supporter, and I voted against farm bills. But, you know, John Boehner is Speaker of the House, and he now represents everybody around the country, not just his Ohio constituency. And I think he's a very smart guy, and he's going to recognize a lot of the new people who came in were rural Republicans, not urban. And the farm bill is going to mean a lot to those folks. So do I think we're going to take cuts in farm policy? Yes, I think we're going to take cuts like everybody else. But do I think that these Republicans will ask agriculture to take more than its fair share? I do not.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Now, what do you think about, of course, the biggest thing that's facing us right now is the expiration of the tax cuts before the end of the year. We've got a lame duck session coming in. Do you think anything's going to be done before the end of the year?
I think the lame duck session will be pretty lame. I anticipate they'll do two things. One is they got to do the continuing resolution to keep the government funded. And they'll probably do that till like March, and then they'll dump that whole big problem on the next Congress. The other thing I think they will do is the expiring tax provisions, the capital gains, alternative minimum tax, estate taxes. And my belief on that is that that would be a big hit on the economy come January 1st if all those things expire. And you're looking at the average household paying $2,000 more in taxes for 2010 if you don't do that. I hope that we add on ethanol and biodiesel as part of that expiring. I'm probably less optimistic that that happens than I am the other just because of the economy. But I think we can get those extended. Again, it'll be short term, 6 months, maybe a year. And then the new Congress is going to have to figure out where do you get the money to pay for that stuff.
Well, we started a new organization, the USFRA, which American Farm Bureau is very involved in, the idea to have a more cohesive, united voice for agriculture, including on the national level. How do you think that that might help agriculture as a whole to get, to really draw attention to the fact that the importance of agriculture to our nation?
Well, you know, with the number of farmers shrinking and the number of members of Congress representing us shrinking, especially in this new redistricting that'll come out next year, I think we got to do everything to sort of try to put that simple message about what farmers do out there. You know, the simplistic thing is make sure people know you don't get milk in the grocery store, you get it from a cow. But we've got to probably do some advertising. You know, we didn't have to do that in the past, but we're going to have to find some ways to get that message out.
Now, the American Farm Bureau's next annual meeting starts right when Congress comes back, pretty much. What are some of the big policy issues that are going to be discussed at the annual meeting?
Well, in general, I don't think we'll have a lot of policy discussion on most issues because the issues aren't going to change much from the last 2 years to the next two. We did a lot more playing defense than we did offense. And you look at all those EPA regs and the Food and Drug Administration, you look at food safety, at child nutrition, at immigration. Those things are the same. So we have policy on many of those. The two things that I think will drive a lot of our policy debate are, A, the farm bill and what we do about that. What can we live without in a budget reconciliation world? And secondly, this whole issue of the ethanol tax credits. And do we continue our position that says save that 45-cent tax credit, or do we trend over and say, well, that's probably going to get hit in budget reconciliation too, and maybe we ought to go more towards stimulating the building of blender pumps, et cetera.
Well, you brought up the whole EPA and the regulation side of policy, because what Congress does not necessarily affect farmers as much as what the bureaucrats do, and we're facing all kinds of regulations all over the place. How does Farm Bureau get involved in that, in trying to, guide regulators into being maybe more reasonable and more real world?
Well, certainly we try to guide the regulators, and I don't think we have really much luck at EPA or FDA or some of the other places either, but that's probably the biggest silver lining I would see in this Republican election in the House. You know, we didn't have any luck convincing Nancy Pelosi to be helpful in getting EPA back in line. We will have luck with that with John Boehner. And I think what we'll have to do, unfortunately, is focus on the Congress and get them to say, EPA, you're not going to do X reg because we're not going to fund any money to allow you to do that. It's a sad scenario that you can't go and be realistic and say, look, you don't have sound science to prove anything, don't do it. But we don't. I don't think Carol Browner or Lisa Jackson at EPA got the message at the election, but I think the members of Congress did.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau Federation. Here at NAFB's Trade Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.